Hi, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving to you. Today, in the spirit of Thanksgiving, we're going to just give a devotional today on giving thanks to God. And so, our passage today is from Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now, he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." So in this passage, Jesus is traveling on his way to Jerusalem, and he's actually likely on his way to the Passion Week, to the triumphal entry, and ultimately to the cross. And as Jesus is traveling between these towns, he's about to enter a village, and these 10 lepers cry out to him, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Now, there's a reason that Jesus encounters these lepers as he's about to enter a village. Lepers were not welcome into villages or towns, right? They were outcasts because of how they looked, but also just in a religious sense, they were ceremonially unclean. So if a non-leper touched a leper, that non-leper would become unclean as well. And it's basically a major hassle for them. And beyond that, it's also kind of gross for them or disgusting in their minds. And so lepers were perhaps like the lowest of the low, on the absolute bottom rung of society in those days. And so that's why Jesus encounters them as he's about to enter the village. They're outside the village. And these 10 lepers, they're desperate. They see Jesus and they cry out to Jesus, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Now, there's this other account of Jesus healing a leper where he touches the leper and heals it. But in this case, for whatever reason, Jesus tells them, go see the priest, show yourself to them. And they presumably, they understood what that meant to them. They would be healed if they were to go and do that. And so these 10 lepers, they go. And not only are they all healed, it says that they're cleansed, right? They're all healed, right? But it seems like it happens before they even got to the priest. And so these 10 lepers are on their way to see the priest, 10 of the lowest of the low, outcasts of society, as they go to see the priest, complete healing of their leprosy. Praise God, this miracle happened. But then there's this turn in the story. A funny thing happens here. 10 lepers are healed, but only one of them, a Samaritan no less, only one of them goes back to Jesus. And he thanks Jesus. And that happens in verse 16 here. 10 men leave, and only one comes back to thank Jesus. It's kind of strange, isn't it? Because even Jesus here is a little puzzled. He's like, "We're not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Why is there only one who came back here?" Now, the reason I bring up this story from Luke is that, you know, this story gives us a picture of like a Thanksgiving here. Because out of these 10 people, only one of them go back to thank Jesus. Only one of them goes back to thank Jesus for what he has done. 10 men, 10 lepers experienced a miracle of Jesus, experienced the work of God in their lives. And only one of them stops and praises God and recognizes what Jesus has done in their lives. I've always wondered, what happened? Like, what happened to those other 9? Like, what was different for them? Why would they have not gone back? And in my mind, it's just, we can only imagine, but maybe they were thankful, but they're healed and their immediate thoughts were, what about my family? Will they still love me? Will they accept me and care for me now? Or maybe they were thankful, but even after being healed, they had to stop and think, hey, I don't have income still. Right? I don't have a job. I'm really low on the social ladder here. Or maybe they were to be excited. They were excited about being free from leprosy, but all these other circumstances and situations in their lives popped up. And they just moved on with their lives. Who knows? But whatever happened, 10 people experienced a miracle, and only one person saw the work of Jesus in it. And I feel like this relates a lot to ourselves as well. When we look at the world around us, there's a lot of reasons that would lend us to not feel very thankful today or in this season of Thanksgiving, right? When we just think of, you know, this pandemic we've been in, social distancing, quarantining, racial injustice, a crazy election year, recession, all these complicated and difficult things that have been going on around us or maybe in our lives as well, maybe they would lend us to not feeling very thankful. But if you're listening to this devotion, I'm guessing that you have experienced a miracle. You've experienced the love of God in your life. Jesus has brought healing to our brokenness and to our sin, and he's welcomed us into his kingdom, into his family. All of us are like those lepers in some way, right? We were unclean, unworthy to be loved, lost, and hopeless. Now, maybe today we wouldn't be outcast in today's society without Jesus, but in God's kingdom, we should be outcast. We don't deserve to be part of that. But Jesus came to us, and Jesus has loved us with a great, great love. And what we should do is today come to Jesus in thanksgiving. This one leper who came back, as he experiences healing, he recognized and he realized that Jesus was the answer, his hope, his healer. And he goes back and he falls on his face in worship before Jesus because he experienced a miracle. He recognized that Jesus was his merciful and gracious and loving Lord. And that not only brought healing to his life in this one moment, it brought salvation. He was now a child of God. He was welcomed into the family of God. And whatever other circumstances in his life, it did not matter anymore because he experienced the love of Jesus. So he gave thanks. He gave thanks to God for the miracle, for this love that he experienced. This should be our heart as well. On this day, let us resolve to give thanks to God for this gift of love, the gift of salvation that we've been given. There are a lot of circumstantial things that would lend us to not feel very thankful, maybe. But when we recognize that we have been welcomed home, welcomed into God's kingdom, into God's family, we should give thanks because that's the greatest gift we could ever be given. And there's only one thing left to do, is that's to praise God and give thanks to him. Let me pray for us. Jesus, we thank you today for the gift of your love, of your sacrifice for us, of the miracle of life that we have, that you've called us your children, we are part of your kingdom. For that, we give thanks. Thank you, Jesus, that you love us. And I pray that today, as a body, as a church, that we can give thanks. It looks different this year than it has in other years. But still, we know that you are so good. And your goodness keeps coming after us. And we thank you for that, Jesus, for your patient, enduring, persevering love that keeps coming for us. We thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray.